sweat the technique.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
We are at East River 9. Come hang out with us. Come watch the Masters here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Top two guys on the leaderboard are on Team Branham. Just wanted to point that out. He's Blank.
Acknowledge me!
Who has had the biggest fall from graces in sports? O.J. Simpson is certainly there. Who jumps out to you, Blankers?
Mike Tyson is
good
one.
Call.
Mike Tyson, just because of the fact that he was this next big, you know,
he was heavyweight champion.
He was, but his career, obviously, with the prison and the Robin
Givens.
Well,
he was heavyweight champion before prison.
I know, I'm saying, but once the way it got started and then how quickly he came down and never came back because of all the indiscretions afterwards.
See, that's my nitpick here. I feel like he regained his peak popularity.
Popularity is one thing. I'm talking about he could have been – people thought he would go down in that kind of Ali category of one of the greatest of all times in terms of how devastating a fighter he was. And I think that he never achieved even close to what he could have in the ring.
Sure. I think it's two different conversations, though. Like, Tyson's weird because he did have the fall from grace. He was heavyweight champion. He had the issues. Like, it wasn't Robin Givens that he – like, he went to jail for rape.
But he also went – Robin Givens was the one on national TV that came out.
Yeah.
Said he knocked her around.
But that's not why he went to jail. But
no.
He had the controversy with Robin Givens' ex-wife.
It was a beauty pageant.
That's
he
right.
was a judge.
I think Tiger – I think Mike Tyson's a scumbag. Like, even these documentaries on Mike Tyson from, like, back in his days, like, I'm a lion and they were my prey. Like, talking about – like, I think he's a despicable human being. I also thought he was very highly entertaining in the ring. You never knew what was going to happen. It was great entertainment.
Can't miss television.
Great entertainment. I would say that if you asked – and we can tweet this in an avid approval rating here. I think if you ask people, do you like Mike Tyson, I think more people would say yes than no.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, because it's like a car wreck, right? People can't stop watching.
But you wouldn't say that about O.J.
No. No, but at the same time, think about how many people celebrated all over the streets of Los Angeles when he was found not guilty.
True.
That's you know? True. I mean, so, but with Tyson, though, it's more than just a car wreck. He's almost rebounded as a comedian. He's got shows on Adult Swim. He's been in movies like The Hangover. Yeah, he's completely
repaired his image.
Exactly.
I think he has.
I think there's three that come to mind that the fall was massive, but the recovery was impressive.
Yeah, he had a fall from grace. There's no argument there.
I'm
just curious if he's recovered from the fall of grace. Like Trevor Bauer, fall from grace. Nowhere near recovery. He's at rock bottom right now. I would throw Michael Vick into the conversation. Fall from grace was like, you know, at the top of the game. Beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field. First,
I didn't know I hit
first
that.
Opposing under freezing temperatures.
Uh-huh.
But then he was able to rebound off of that as well. So, like, he would be, like, a little bit more Tyson-y. We're fall from grace, but was able to repair his image a little bit. I think Ben Roethlisberger should be on this list.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Kobe.
Kobe repaired the image, but yes.
It was unbelievable because the fall was massive. That court case was on TV.
Yeah.
People were wondering all the ramifications. Could he ever survive? You know, lost all of his endorsements, all those things. And in a couple years' time, Kobe had repaired everything.
I'm a little surprised that Kobe was so welcomed into Hollywood, like, during the Me Too movement based on his prior transgressions.
People forgot about it.
I don't know if they forgot.
Or they went blind eye on it. They completely just ignored it and just said, this is Kobe Bryant in L.A., and he's a hero.
I have a controversial one. What about Bruce Jenner?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, once he finally admitted who he was and what he was all about, there was a lot of people that bailed on him.
713-780-ESPN. Brian, you have a couple here?
You think the TV show
helped
him?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just taken back a little bit by that last
Jenner.
One. But
The before or after? When he was Bruce or when he was Caitlin?
I think that the whole process. Because I think that the fact that it was on TV and how it went down and how it was like everything was like documented. I think people were.
I think they could rail. I think some related to him more.
I think that's why. That's what I'm saying. I think it was a softer. I don't think he had a massive fall because I think people sympathized with him.
Yeah, and then he was. I mean, a lot of people liked the Bruce Jenner character on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I mean,
like he was kind of like the only one that was like somewhat normal, and then, you know, he did his thing. Who do you got, Brian?
A couple come to mind. Lance Armstrong, I think, is one of the, I mean, yeah. the federal prison time, like OJ type falls from grace. I think Lance Armstrong's near the top. And also,
had a fall of something else.
Yeah.
Lance did.
True. And this one wasn't, ended up in the, federal courts or anything, but certainly in the sports world, it was a fall from grace. Pete Rose, obviously from, best hitter of all time to not allowed in the Hall of Fame.
That's a good call. Virginia said Bill Cosby. That's not an athlete, but yes, a fall from grace.
Massive.
Absolutely. There was one up here that I scrolled by. I forgot it. Ray Carruth.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Ray Carruth would be up there for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. The Blade Runner, Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, he's out now, by the way.
Yeah. He's got let out.
That was crazy. Yeah. Somehow, was it a judge that just decided?
No, I think it was their legal system. Maybe
he got let out on parole. Like that, it was It wasn't a technicality.
Oh, you know who the judge was? Was Andy Reid's son?
What?
Yeah, no. The governor pardoned Andy Reid's son. Remember the Andy Reid's son that got hit the little girl?
What does that have to do with the Blade Runner?
No, I'm saying I got the stories mixed up of who pardoned or.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean?
No.
Andy Reid's son.
Andy Reid's son.
What's he doing there in that country?
He should still be behind bars.
He's out? I didn't know he was out.
He got out because the governor pardoned him.
Yeah, I don't love that. Let's see, a few others here. Vic recovered. Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
He recovered.
From the limo.
I don't know if he ever had the fall from grace, really.
I mean, he had to answer questions about what happened in the limo.
He had a fall while it was all going on until he got. Off.
You know what makes his grace period too is like weird is before he he was a good, really good player, but he was nowhere close to his peak popularity whenever that stuff went down in Atlanta. He wasn't Ray Lewis yet, like, who we know in his popularity. Like his popularity turned out to be a 100 on a scale of 1 to 100. Whenever the killings happened, and Ray, whatever, I listened to the podcast on that, his popularity was probably like a 60. Like, I'm talking about just before that news. Like, as a football player, he wasn't as a household name as he would later be.
He was known.
Sure. I don't think he was Ray Lewis, though.
Well, and I also think that the fact that he was able to continue playing without missing any time, as opposed to other guys, whether the league stepped in and suspended or that there was ramifications, that you're right. He was not only allowed to continue playing, but that's when he upped everything, won a Super Bowl, and became, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Tiger Woods?
That's another one. Tiger and Kobe are ones that did rebound, though. I think that it's amazing for all that Tiger went through, how public it was, the apology, which was all scripted, the divorce and everything that went, and then all the different mistresses that came out. And then he won the Masters again, and everybody was just like, Tiger's Tiger. He's awesome.
Yeah. He had the fall for grace, but I think he repaired it in a sense. A bunch of them coming in here. 713-780-ESPN. I can't keep up. Chris Benoit was mentioned.
Oh,
Chris Benoit had the double murder suicide. He killed his kid and his wife, and then
that's
on him himself.
If anything's going to top OJ, Chris Benoit.
I don't remember.
He just wasn't like. I mean, he was. I mean, popular in wrestling circles, obviously.
Oh, a wrestler! I didn't know.
He was the roided out wrestler.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of the most tragic stories ever. Now, was he as popular as OJ? Absolutely not.
No.
Was he as popular as Tiger? Absolutely not. It was more of a niche thing. But tragic, obviously tragic. Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, did we mention him?
No, we haven't yet, but that's a good one.
That's a definite one when you think about him heading for even more popularity and money because of the fact that they thought he was one of the premier tight ends and Super Bowl champion, and then all the stuff we started finding out.
Yeah, that was a wild story, the whole Aaron
Those
Hernandez
Those documentaries, whoo, boy. Depending on which one you watch.
I watched one. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, there's... The one where his high school teammates and everything were coming out, and then the other one where they were highlighting like the gang type activity and the multiple
murders.
I think
that's the one I watched.
He might have been involved in. It's like, man, you had no idea who this dude really was just because he was playing football on Sunday.
So I was like 4 degrees from Aaron Hernandez. I had a there was someone who I went to school with. She was younger than me. I didn't know her, but I have friends that do know her. She got married to Aaron Hernandez's brother. So I had buddies at Aaron Hernandez's brother's wedding, and Aaron Hernandez was there. They had a little fun together, and they're like, oh, what I know now. Glad I didn't cross them.
Lucky you didn't spill a drink on them, because the one that came out after the whole, whatever it was, a drug deal gone bad or whatever, with the guy that he knew for all, I forget his name off the top. I It's oh something or other. But the one that came out after that was the murder, double murder in the bar in Boston because a guy spilled a drink on it.
Yeah.
And yeah. They found him, tracked him down, and shot him somewhere when he was out of the club in his car.
713-780-ESPN. Who had falls from grace when they were at the top of their popularity, and then they gave it all up? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP Lunar Lounge, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Odin Lloyd, I remembered it. There you go. Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about a great company that is a welcome addition to the ESPN family, and that is Vanderford Air. VanderfordAir.com is how you reach them. Vanderford Air is a name that and a number that you should put in your phone right now. We know it's starting to get hotter out. The weather's beautiful now. Those dog days of triple-digit heat, they're right around the corner. But whenever you need anything to do, and it could be plumbing, it could be air conditioning and HVAC, it could be so much more. Even if you want a humidifier or do some things with your house, there's only one company you should call because they're reliable and they're 100% guaranteed in everything that they do. It's Vanderford Air. You want your plumbing, you want to do get into a pipe change and get out of those steel pipes that rust, and you want to get to kind of more modern-day age, maybe you have an older house, it's Vanderford that's going to take care of you every step of the way. The main thing that I tell you about is the air conditioning, because of the fact that you always need a reliable air conditioning company at the ready when you're in Houston. And that means you need Vanderford Air, because all along the way, they're going to take care of you. All their work is 100% guaranteed. From repairs to replacements, every time that they do any work for you, it is guaranteed 100%. That means that the workers and the work that they do, the products that they use, and everything that the system does and how it works after they do the work is 100% guaranteed or your money back. That is a massive win for you. And on top of that, they have a 24-hour guarantee. You're like, well, what's that? Well, how about in the middle of the dog days of all of the heat in Houston, your air conditioning unit goes on the fritz? Most times when you call a company, yeah, we'll be there in a couple days. We'll try and get to you by next week. We're overloaded. At Vanderford, within 24 hours of you calling them, they're going to come see you. That means you can sweat it out for 24 hours, but you're not going to have to sweat it out for days on end. Call them today and lock this number in your phone, 281-557-COOL. 281-557-COOL. And always remember to go see them and see what they've got going on at VanderfordAir.com.
You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Broadcasting live at East River 9, he's Blank, I'm Branham, 713-780-3776. Which star athletes had the biggest falls from grace? 713-780-3776. People are tweeting us too. Blankers at Pac-Man Joel, I'm at Jeremy Branham. Aaron Hernandez says, Mike, we mentioned that one. Mac Daddy says, Ray Rice. That's another one.
Yeah.
Rice was kind of towards the end of his career a bit. Now,
but he never played another shot.
And
yeah,
he would have had that not come up. He would have still been in the league, I don't know, what, three, 4 more years?
Yeah, probably.
Three, 4 more years.
That's about right.
Ray Rice is a good call on that one. Tamara said Michael Vick and the dog scandal. We mentioned that one as well. Someone texted in Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, I thought about that during the break, just because that guy was probably a certified Hall of Famer. And once everything went to Congress and he had to testify, and then it came out that how adamant he was he never did anything, and then he did. That was it for him.
Yeah, the I feel like you could put all of those guys kind of in the same.
Sosa McGuire, too?
Same community, right?
Yeah.
Like, Sosa McGuire, I think, would be there. Like, was Rafael Palmeiro the most lovable of those guys? I don't feel that he was. I feel like
I would
Sosa
say
was
Sammy
more lovable.
Was the most
oh, for sure.
Lovable.
Sammy was big Sammy. Time. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that horrible organization, the Cubs, turned their back on him
yeah.
after he was such a cash cow for years.
And he was so hurt by it, he got a little white in the face.
He did that. Yeah.
It was tough to see, you know. I still don't think he's recovered. 713-780-3776. Jose Canseco.
Roger?
Clemens?
Yeah.
I feel like he kind of got a free pass a bit.
I hear he did. I don't know if he did nationally. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, nationally I don't think he did.
Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Art Briles.
Oh, yeah.
Art Briles.
Oh, yeah.
Art Briles is a good one. Josh Hamilton. Hamilton was weird
because
he was a prospect, got into all of his stuff, was able to overcome that, got to the highest of levels and got paid, and then relapsed.
Yeah.
So, like, that one was a
weird
one.
Did he win a World Series and he couldn't celebrate because of the champagne? They had a side room for him?
Was it a World Series? Who would he have won a World Series with? Maybe
no,
it was like
no, it was,
like
it was a league championship series. It was a league championship series or something, yeah.
Yeah, something. I do remember the
story.
The
year they lost to the Cardinals, I want to say he was
Rangers?
On that Rangers team.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I do remember the story. I just don't think it was the World Series.
Maybe you're right.
Because I think that's because he signed with the Angels, and the Angels never win.
Yeah, and he
Sorry,
was with the Reds
Angels.
Before that.
Lawrence
they
Taylor?
Didn't win.
Yeah. And I don't think. Like, he made the bigs with the Reds, but it was like a cup of coffee. Like, he didn't do much with the Reds. All of his, like, numbers came from the Rangers. Like,
yeah.
a good, yep. good show. Because I think he was actually on the Reds with King Griffey Jr. for a little bit.
Was he
for, like,
really?
A season, I think, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
remember
Yeah, I think that they overlapped for, like, a year. Someone said Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
think,
he was one of the
cocaine,
names
maybe?
I had on my
I
list.
I guess the drugs, but he never really fell. And even Parcells said
well,
he was on something, he was phenomenal.
He also had a problem with underage women.
Oh.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Google it.
Which leads to the next one on the text line, Wander Franco.
Oof. Yeah. He was still pretty
Wander
young
Franco
in his career,
would
though.
Be
so
bad,
not huh? a. I mean, still obviously a fall from grace, but he wasn't a superstar
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, but
not a superstar yet.
But he was an all-star, and he was a $200 million contract guy.
Yeah, but not. He was nowhere near what his peak popularity would have been.
He was their franchise guy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about nationally.
Oh, no. Yeah,
like,
no,
it's definitely right. a name, but yeah. he wasn't. He wasn't O.J. Simpson popularity.
No.
He wasn't Ray Lewis popularity. He wasn't Michael Vick popularity. Someone said Joe Paterno.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Kind of, isn't that kind of, is that indirectly or directly?
It's
Depends
directly.
On what you think of Joe Paterno
right.
and what he knew.
And Sandusky, I would say directly. Yeah, it comes down to what he knew about. You think he knew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
how,
I do.
How could he not?
I mean,
the same argument
I think there is a possibility
our...
that he didn't. Because I don't. Because a lot of these, a lot of the actual people that were bringing up the charges, they sat on it for so long. There is a possibility that he didn't know, or at least he didn't know a lot of it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to know what you know for sure, right? Like we weren't there. We weren't involved
right.
with it. So it'd be hard to know. 713-780-ESPN. Lance Armstrong mentioned that one.
We haven't.
How about Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to hurt him at all. I think that it's going to all be put on. Again, we don't know what we don't know, and it's all going to be put on the interpreter, and he's going to come out pretty much unscathed.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. I think that, I mean, I don't feel like it's really lost a whole lot of his popularity right now.
No, I think, and the fact that when they started doing everything that they did to kind of manage the entire situation, even after the interpreter spoke to ESPN, that they got it in time, and he's going to walk away without any blemish.
Kevin Porter Jr.?
I don't think he was. I think that's local more than national.
Sure. Definitely yeah. more of a local one than a national one. Yeah, I mean, certainly fall from grace. He's never going to play in the NBA again.
Right.
So,
right.
I think
A-Rod?
I think he's grouped in with
I
some
mean,
of the
he's
other
still got
PED
jobs
guys.
On TV.
He did, but he's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
No. I mean, I don't think any of those guys really are, unless you were likable, like David Ortiz. Latrell Sprewell, when he coached P.J., or he choked P.J. Carlissima.
Yeah.
that was up there.
We need to mention Jason Williams shot his, what was it, shot this limo driver?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Jason Williams, the New Jersey
Nets. Yeah, the big man for the Nets.
He was...
Not white chocolate.
Yeah, not that
not
Jason
the Duke
Williams.
Point guard,
yeah, right.
Jay Williams. Which I think Jay Williams started going by Jay Williams after that.
I think that's right.
It's probably a good call.
For obvious reasons.
White chocolate was able to separate from a, from a different perspective.
Looked different.
Yeah.
That was – how many years did he have left in the NBA?
He was still a pretty
decent
player.
A couple years maybe? Like he was
I would
in the
say
twilight.
3 to 5.
He was like in the – when was he, like mid-30s?
He had a massive contract.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I remember that was crazy. What a crazy story that was. A
couple Olympians.
Ryan Leaf.
With Tonya yeah. Harding and Marion Jones.
Did Tonya Harding still podium at that Olympic?
I don't think so.
She did. She finished like eighth, right? She finished like eighth. Kerrigan still won gold, didn't she?
I don't think so. I think she won silver.
Did. Yeah,
she
I don't think
silver?
She won gold.
I think she won silver. I'd have to Google it, but I think she won silver.
What a job by Nancy Kerrigan. She won silver. She won a bronze in 1992, a silver in 1994. How is that possible? I don't know how they had the Olympics in 92 and
93. Well, they did it on the alternate schedule so that they would then be an every 2 years thing. Because before it was the same year every time. Winter and summer would be the same year. But they did that. They did the extra winter so then it would be every 2 years you'd have an Olympics.
Oh, staggered.
Okay. So yeah. They did that in the early 90s. 94 was the Tonya Harding year, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
She won the silver in the Harding year, I believe.
Wait, was that 94, though?
Yeah, 94.
Or 92. I thought it was 94. Yeah, what a job by Nancy Kerrigan. Took a rod to the knee and still was able to.
So I guess we can say Nancy Kerrigan has that dog in her.
The video when she's crying and trying to say.
I don't remember.
Something like, she hit my leg.
Well, she just keeps screaming why over and over again.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Why?
Did you ever watch the Tonya Harding movie?
I did not.
Tonya, it was really good.
They won a lot of Academy Awards for it.
Yeah, it was actually really, really good. Barry, I don't know.
Is Doc Gooden in there, too, then?
You'd have to. Like, it's kind of the same thing, right?
Connected. Strawberry.
This is a good Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah, Vince, definitely.
Vince McMahon's a really good one.
Yeah, definitely Vince.
Vince McMahon.
Scumbag.
This guy said Vernon Maxwell.
He went up in the stands, but there. I don't know.
He had every right to go in the stands, by the way. I was there. That guy, that fan was.
Hey, Blankers, were you there?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Play sound effects and whatever. He made multiple references to his unborn daughter, or his stillborn daughter.
Oh, that's bad.
We all wanted to go up in the stands.
That was Utah. That was Portland?
Portland.
I'm surprised he never went up in Utah.
I know guys that did and got away with it, and that was crazy,
really?
Too. Multiple of our players. One night, I can say it now, but. Charles at the end of a game, and this is before all the guys had their own individual security guards. He was 15 rows up behind our bench with a fan very close to him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. Calvin Murphy.
I don't think Murph's had a – well, he ended up being exonerated at the end, but that's one where, you know, when it was publicized for the indictment, it was front page news, and when he was exonerated, it went to the back page of the Chronicle, but – yeah, he definitely had a fall and it was rough on him.
Yeah, he said recovered. Calvin Murphy recovered.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN. Which star athletes have had the biggest fall from graces? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
He's Blank. I'm Brandon. We are the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Broadcasting live from East River 9. Which athletes have had the biggest falls from graces? From grace. Brian says John Rocker. John Rocker had that big SI. Remember that SI article where it was like all of these awful things?
Didn't he go on like the New York subway and go nuts too?
I think that was actually part of the SI interview. I think they did a lot of it on the subway.
Okay.
And he was talking, or maybe they weren't on the subway. He was just talking about the subway. Like
he was
being
talking
on the
about
New York
basically
subway.
Dirty and poor and immigrant people on the subway. Yeah.
Yeah, different ethnic backgrounds.
You hop on a New York subway and these are all the things you see. And it was very, like, a bunch of hate speak.
Yep.
You mentioned Lenny Dykstra. What was Dykstra? It was like, I don't remember Dykstra's.
He's still doing time, I think.
Yeah, he's had a lot of financial crimes.
And gambling.
Didn't he have a car
drugs,
wash?
And, yeah.
Yeah, the car wash.
Yeah.
Weird.
He's gotten into a whole bunch of trouble.
Barry Bonds?
For sure.
I don't know how much of a fall from grace he had, though. Like, you have a lot of Bonds defenders.
I mean, from a lock Hall of Famer to not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just I've devalued the Hall of Fame myself, so maybe I just don't put as much stock in the Hall of Fame as much as some might.
Like, I just think that with an accomplishment that was that unbelievable, it has been devalued so much, whether he ever got, you know, whether he was found guilty or not. I think that people still consider Hank Aaron the all-time home run king, and the single season, the overall career marks. People just don't respect any of those numbers, and that dude was one hell of a player before any creams and clears and other things came out.
Yeah, I just don't I don't know. I just don't value Hall of Fame stuff. Junior Broncos on Twitch says Pat D. Stat.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's
no, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's a bit of a
very much
drop.
Not wrong.
Who was the guy? There's been a few of these. There was a writer at the Chronicle, the Houston Chronicle, that I think's been he's in jail now. He was doing some of the underage girls.
How you phrase that?
Was,
but you're right.
He was the guy that exposed Garrett Cole for the. I'll do it as a representative of myself, and he was also the guy that Lance McCullers got banned from the clubhouse.
I remember that story. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, same guy. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. But the guy that got kicked out of the locker room by Lance McCullers, he's also the one that was filming Garrett Cole when you weren't supposed to be filming Garrett Cole in that spot. I think he's currently in prison for that.
Huh.
Currently in prison for that. And then there was the guy at 790, right? Like a producer on the morning show that killed somebody?
It killed somebody. Yeah.
And they somehow they got covered up, and like no one really talked about it a whole lot. Like there was an article once.
That's right. It was it was a small article in the Chronicle.
Yeah, and then like nothing came of it. Yeah. There was no follow-up on that. I mean, sports media in this city, my goodness. Why I don't associate with sports media. I'm not a media member. I'm an influencer, a creator, a sports entertainer, a TikToker.
Glad that guy wasn't in the bracket.
Who has had falls from grace? Yeah.
Fires?
Mike from Fires is there from a local perspective for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This guy says Morgan Insberg.
that's
strictly performance.
Yeah.
It's performance related. That's why. Because he went from being a really good baseball player to a really bad baseball player. Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was one of the eight men out.
Yeah, yeah. The Black Sox.
Yeah, the entire 1919
White Sox
team.
Is it Dave Bliss?
Dave Bliss was the guy who covered up the murder.
He was the coach at Baylor, right?
I don't know the full story on that. But I think they were trying to cover up the murder, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Dave Bliss was the head coach at Baylor.
Yep. Yeah. And multiple teammates were involved, but the one guy did all he was the heavy.
Yeah. I can't remember
Bliss was caught on tape orchestrating the cover-up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there was more to that, too. I can't remember, like, the full story behind, like, the behind-the-scenes type of stuff. Baylor, Waco's had some weird stuff, man. You've had the Dave Bliss. You had the Art Briles. You had the Branch Davidians. Like, a lot has went on in Waco.
When we were just talking about the Dave Bliss thing, and I kept, for some reason, well, was that while at was that at Baylor or was that at New Mexico?
Dave Bliss?
Yeah.
It was at Baylor. They went on the death penalty. They didn't play Big 12 basketball for a year. And then Scott Drew took over after that. That's why Scott Drew's done, like, the best job in coaching history.
Yeah.
They went for the death penalty to winning a national championship.
Oh, didn't he get another job, though? That's what it was. He got another job
but
at New Mexico.
I don't think it was D1. I think he was in New Mexico before. New Mexico was a different thing, I think.
Okay.
Dave Bliss worked again, but he didn't work in Division I again.
Okay.
Yeah, he was done from Division I. I think he did like NAIA, and then I think he did like private high school, something like that. But he didn't work in – he wasn't a D1 college basketball coach again. Ryan Lochte? What am I missing on Ryan Lochte?
Oh, that
here?
Was the whole – at the Olympics when they went out drinking or whatever, and they went to that gas station, and they got arrested and –
Didn't they lie about the story, too?
Oh, yeah. Made a whole bunch of stuff up. Yep.
Which doesn't surprise me. Ryan Lochte was always an idiot.
He's not very smart. Every time you interview him, that you're just like, what? What's going on in between that dude's ears?
There's not a whole lot going on. Ricky Williams?
Not
for
really.
For what, smoking weed? That's not a fall from grace.
The biggest fall from grace was he wasn't a very good NFL player.
So maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Is this the number for the Killer Bees? Ask 6969. Yeah, it is. Darren Sharper? What did Darren Sharper do?
Oh, he murder.
Oh, my goodness.
What did I miss on this?
Murder.
Oh, boy, you missed a ton.
What did he do?
Murder.
Oh, murder, sex crimes. I mean, dude was a – oh, my
Darren Sharper
God.
Was a murderer?
Oh, my goodness.
That story,
because obviously he played for Green Bay and the Saints and had an unbelievable career. A lot of people said as a player he should be in the Hall of Fame, and then everything came out on that story. Oh, boy.
I kind of remember some of the minor details now, but I didn't remember before I started talking about that. John Gruden?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he got fired.
He's not. He hasn't done anything since, right?
No. No.
He's not coaching. He'll never be a broadcaster again.
Isn't he advising with the Saints?
He was advising last year, but that's not even close to being on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football or coaching in the NFL.
Did they not bring him on the staff this year?
I think they just made him a consultant. I don't know if they brought. I don't know if they can or not.
I think they can.
I thought
he's hadn't been banned from the NFL.
No, but has it all been settled and rectified? And I think he's still collecting money from because his private lawsuit with the Raiders that you can't make him a coach if it takes away his ability to collect the money that the Raiders owe him.
Yeah.
I think that might be part of it.
Interesting. Deshaun Watson.
Big time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Deshaun Watson, if we're just limiting this to the city of Houston, is there one worse than Deshaun Watson?
I don't know that there is.
Like Julio Lugo's, I don't want to start complaining like which evil was more evil. Both of them were pretty heinous. Like Julio Lugo's was very heinous.
He punched his wife or his significant other in the parking lot at the stadium.
But his star wasn't as high as Watson's.
Right, correct, correct.
So like I hate having, well, which evil was more evil. But Watson was definitely a bigger star.
Yeah, it's Kevin Porter Jr., the same thing.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr., yeah, it was horrendous, and he was a starter for the Rockets, but he wasn't at the star level of Deshaun Watson.
Kermit Washington?
I don't know that Kermit Washington was ever a great player or
fair
anything,
enough.
But what he did, he said himself before he passed away that he never, ever recovered from that, from the fact that he was blackballed.
Yeah.
And it was awful what he did.
Roberto Osuna.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy to me that Jeff Luhnow, and if you read the book Winning Fixes Everything, Astros were pretty divided on that, bringing in Roberto Osuna.
Were they?
And Jeff Luhnow was like, I'm hell-bent to bring in Roberto Osuna. What's interesting about that is that no one else has taken a chance on Roberto Osuna.
The Astros
were literally the only team in baseball that were willing to employ Roberto Osuna.
Yep. What about Robbie Alomar?
Spitting in the face of the umpire? Or did he do more?
He did that, and then I want to say he did something else.
I don't know if there's something else. I'd have to be educated.
Yeah, I'd have to Google it all, but regardless, he was Hall of Fame, you know, beloved all-star second baseman, and then...
Growing up, Roberto Alomar was my second favorite player. Second favorite second baseman, no doubt. Craig Biggio was one. I loved Roberto Alomar.
What about...
Uncle Barney says John Lucas.
Luke was the number one rated tennis player in the country.
While
at Maryland, he was the number one tennis player in the country and the number one draft pick in the NBA.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, they said that, you know, when the Rockets used to practice at Westside, and he had a deal with the McInvales where he could use the facilities, he'd go out on the tennis courts and just, to the pros, to whoever, just clean up on the tennis court.
That's pretty cool. 695 Sife says Julio Lugo was later exonerated for hitting his wife. He said his wife made it up.
They had video of it, I thought, in the parking lot.
I don't remember. I've always took your word on that.
Yeah.
I tend to believe you. Like, your recall is usually pretty good on that sort of thing. 6167, Steve McNair. I mean, he was the victim.
No, but then he was cheating on his wife.
He was doing that.
Yeah.
He was doing that.
Another
great podcast, by the way. Fall of the Titan,
right?
With Steve McNair. There's a lot of conspiracies around that, too, that it looked like it was a hired deal. It looked like it was professionals. I love those old podcasts. But Steve McNair was one of my favorite quarterbacks.
One name we haven't brought up.
I don't know.
What if you said Luke, there was.
What about Manti Te'o?
Go ahead, Brian.
Because he got catfished?
I mean, it's still an embarrassing
thing. Well, he made up a whole story about having
a girlfriend
that was imaginary.
I don't think he made that up. I think he was legit catfished. I don't think he made that up.
It's an embarrassing fall.
Yeah.
I would say fall from grace just as far as it's embarrassment in the public eye.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, but he didn't make that up. He legitimately fell for it.
Oh, I thought I did not. I thought he made up the girlfriend part.
Yeah, he literally fell for it, which is... wild, right?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Ken Caminiti?
Just because he did PEDs?
I don't think he had a fall from grace. I mean, everybody used PEDs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that one. The Astros are going to honor him this year. I think they're putting him in the Astros Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
Which, does he have the numbers?
I saw something where Biggio was the one that gave the news to his wife and his kids.
Zindane? I think it's Zindane, actually, right?
Soccer player?
Yeah. That was the one that headbutted? I think it was the French soccer player that did the headbutt.
Oh,
I think that's Zindane.
Robbie Cano?
What do you know? Robbie Cano.
Right?
For the roids?
Because all the roids. I mean, look, and then he tried to come back, and they got caught for roids again. He was all-star. Everybody, you know, like when you talk about stats for a second baseman and everything, he was on a path to make the Hall of Fame, and then, boom, zero.
Yeah. See, I have a difficult time putting PED users in this category because it was so rampant.
Yeah, it's pretty,
like
it was frequent.
because it was used by everybody. Not everybody. Again, I don't want to get sued. Josh Primo, that's a pretty good one. The basketball player for the Spurs that was
therapist. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Josh Gordon, the football player. He just smoked his way out of the league. That's not that bad.
Yeah, he just had a chemical dependency he couldn't kick.
How about the ref that fixed games? What was it, Donaghy?
Tim Donaghy,
would you throw him on this list? Fall from grace? Like, he wasn't that graceful.
No.
Like, he wasn't
the
that,
league
you know
took
what I
more
mean?
Of a beating than he did.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of Crispin Walls. Carl Lewis for singing the national anthem. That's not a bad one.
No, but that was awful.
Go Cougs. But that's not a bad one at all. Jose Lima, that's performance-based. Ron Artest, Malice in the Palace.
I got a hard time. I mean,
I'm with you on that one, actually.
I got a hard time putting Ron Artest in there because I think he, in a lot, obviously you're not supposed to go in the crowd, but he had every guy's throwing beers on him and stuff like that. At a certain point, you're not going to be.
Plus, I think that's who, I think it's kind of his gimmick. Like, it's kind of who Ron Artest is.
He made lots of money after that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm on your side on that one. A lot of people have texted in Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely spun out of control, and he had the whole, his whole future was in front of him.
I just don't know what kind of NFL player
he
would have
ever
been.
You just, even if he didn't do, even if he did all that he did, I don't know that he ever would have amounted to an NFL player. He would have been less than Tebow, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he belongs in this conversation, no doubt. But, like, at what level does he belong in this conversation? I don't think I would have him near the top of my list.
MJ survived and bounced back.
MJ?
Yeah, because Jordan with his dad, with the gambling, with...
Yeah, but he didn't do anything wrong.
Again,
I mean, he gambled.
With some of the documentaries with debts and other things.
So he was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Yeah.
But he was stealing money from himself. Like, I don't know if what MJ did was all that bad. Like, we're talking about Ray Lewis and O.J. Simpson.
Delonte West,
Crispin
for
Wall.
Sure.
Delonte West lost control of his life.
In a lot of ways.
But that was more self, like, inflicted, right? He didn't do anything to anybody else?
Well, he slept with LeBron's mom, supposedly.
I mean, that's a huge rumor. Sheesh. A lot of people, I mean, come on.
He was caught with... like, what, machine guns and things and violin cases on motorcycles going 100-some miles an hour. Then he was living on the streets and or living in the Mavs locker room because he didn't have an apartment.
Yeah.
There was a lot that went completely out of control.
Someone said Manti Te'o. Brandon Backe? Come on. Brandon Backe
didn't
deserve to be on this list. Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom had some issues. Those Kardashians,
oh,
man.
A lot. Yeah.
Eddie Griffin. This one says John Granato singing the national anthem.
Man, Eddie Griffin.
Granato didn't sing the national anthem, did he?
Not that. Oh, maybe at a Roughnecks game? I don't know. Oh, yes, he did. I think he did.
How have I not heard this?
I honestly believe that he did. I think it might have been a Roughnecks game or a college game.
Man, I want to hear this. Can we find the tapes of this? Kellen Winslow Jr., that's a really good call.
Ooh, that's a really good call.
That was some nasty stuff that Kellen Winslow was doing. And then Steve Bartman. That's a good one to end it on.
God.
Steve Bartman, his fall from grace. It's funny because his fall from grace was his grace.
Yeah.
Like, no one knew who Steve Bartman was until his fall from grace. All right, what's our car wreck of the day? 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? Killer Bees live from East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Give you all f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
He's Blank. I'm Branham. Tomorrow we're at Jack's Grill. Come hang out with us. Great food. I love Jack's Grill.
Really good food.
Jack's Grill. You know, we talk a lot about our, like, fast food burgers. I consider Jack's more fast casual. Like, Five Guys, Smash. That's fast casual, not fast food.
Yeah.
Jack's fast casual. If we're going fast casual burgers, I mean this sincerely, not just because we're going to be there tomorrow and they're a sponsor. Their burgers are the best fast casual burgers you can find. So good.
Yeah, I know that. I've had them before. They're phenomenal. And I know that they actually put a little extra effort into them, too. It's not just like your standard run-of-the-mill, hey, it's on the menu, this is that. It's almost like chef-prepared. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, we go there quite a bit. We have one up there in spring that we go to. once a month, twice a month, every so often. All right, what are our car wrecks of the day? 713-780-3776. What do you got, Blankers?
I mean, it's easy. It's Hunter Brown. I mean, you broke a record for not even being – for a major league pitcher, less than an inning pitched, to give up 9 runs and 11 hits.
I think 11 hits was the record.
Yeah.
I think that was the record part of it.
But all the entire body of work?
Not good.
Is a train wreck, a car wreck, and a whole lot of other wrecks.
Look at the bright spot, Blankers. If you watched the Astros game today, you saw history.
Yay me.
Saw history. You don't get to see that often.
I can tell you right now, I would gladly give the seeing history part back if I could.
How about the Astros admin? They blocked like 5,000 fans yesterday. You can't do that as a professional sports team. What are you doing? This new admin, I've never met the person. I'm sure they're very, very kind. I can't imagine they're going to be long for this job. Who lasts longer, Joe Espada, Dana Brown, or Astros admin? Who gets fired first? Dana Brown, Joe Espada, Astros admin. I like that question.
Well, the rumor is what? Someone did a deep dive and found out she's a Dodger fan?
Or is she a Dodger fan or former Dodger employee?
No, Dodger fan.
Dodger fan.
And said somewhere that she would actually, if the two teams played in the World Series or wherever, she'd be rooting for the Dodgers. You can't be in that position.
This is like the who the Cron hired, the digital Cron.
Yeah, and she was a Rangers fan.
Leah Van?
Something like that.
I think it's Leah Van.
Yeah, they found out that she was a Rangers fan. And she was bashing the Astros till she got the gig.
Man. All right, what else you got? I got nominated for my take on shorts and golf. Now, it's not my take on shorts and golf. It's my take on shorts on professional golfers. Let's be clear. If we're going to play golf, I'm wearing shorts. But if a guy playing in the Masters, he should be wearing pants. So let's be very clear on what we're talking about here.
For sure.
That's what I got. Brian, anything?
I want to ask this guy right here. This guy right here, South Texas PGA. Yeah. South Texas PGA. Should pro golfers on tour wear shorts, be allowed to wear shorts? You don't think it would look right?
There you go.
Do you
My
think
guy.
In the next 5 years that the PGA will allow shorts on PGA players?
Maybe if they played a lot.
Well, but live golfers are allowed. I think it's going to end up being a deal. There you go.
Yeah, because PGA is copying what Liv does.
Well, no, they have to find a happy medium on all this stuff because of the money with the Liv golfers.
Somebody nominated Dana Brown.
I think Jim Crane has to be on the list then.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Kentucky basketball belongs on the list. They let Cal walk. They got turned down by Drew. More than likely going to be turned down by Hurley.
He already turned it down.
And I'm looking at the Richard Alley, right?
Well, not officially, but he said he had gone anyway.
There were reports that said that that was the case.
Yeah.
And then they're turning their attention to Mark Pope, which I think Mark Pope's actually going to do a good job there.
BYU?
Yeah, and he played at Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I think he was on the national championship team. I think Pope's a good coach. I think he's actually going to do good there. But you just let Cal walk, and you're getting Mark Pope. Kentucky
I don't
basketball.
Know that Mark Pope's going to recruit. He's going to be able to recruit like Cal did.
Depends on NIL, probably.
Yeah, I mean, your boosters are going to have to really step up. And you think that, you know, eating the 33 mil would have been one thing. But trying to just be relevant is going to come down to a whole lot of dollars and cents. Because I don't think Mark Pope is going to get the kind of recruits that Cal can.
Yeah, I would imagine not. They've had a lot of decommits and all of that stuff as well. Brian, you have any car wrecks?
Two quick ones. Obviously, Shohei's interpreter now being alleged to have stolen more than $16 million. That deserves a nomination. And NBA player Ben McLemore, no longer an NBA player because he is a convicted felon.
What did he do?
He was living in Portland. He allegedly raped a female and then... He's been playing overseas, but he still lives in Portland, and they got him when he got back into the country.
I wish I didn't ask.
Ex-Rocket, too.
Yeah, there was a reason why I didn't
He's a former lottery pick out of Kansas. He was supposed to be the next Ray Allen. Sacramento took him. He failed. Daryl brought him here. He played for the Rockets for like a year or two.
Awful. Awful, awful stuff. Hunter Brown, you think he's our winner?
Yeah. That was just not what the doctor ordered today.
Yeah, you push him back a day, you give an extra day rest. He sets a record. Sets a record. One last look at the Master scoreboard before we leave. My guys are at the top two. Brian, I'm going to choke.
Is that why
I'm choking so bad. Bryson's at -7. Scheffler's at -6. They're both in the clubhouse. Danny Willett, he's done. He's at 400. Nikolai Højgaard, -4 through 12. And Max Homa, he's -4 through 9. So
I got Max.
Those are your guys.
Yay!
Well, I don't think you're going to lose. I don't think you're going to lose. It's only Thursday. You can't win on Thursday. You can only lose on Thursday. So Brian's out of luck. All right, who's winning? Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, congratulations. You're our car wreck of the day. Thanks to East River 9 for having us out. Fantastic spot to watch your Masters all this week. Coming up next, ESPN National Hall of Fame at 7. Brad Gilmore, Booker T, and then Space Cowboys at 7:20 on 92.5. Thanks so much to B-Mac, Joe George. He's Blank on Branham. Talk to you tomorrow from Jax's.